Environment. Oil spill bigger than it looks, expert warns. An expert yesterday warned of the possible health impacts of the PTT Global Chemical, or PTTGC, oil spill on aquaculture and swimmers, as he said the slick is bigger than it looks. Geoinformatics and Space Technology Development Agency, or GISTDA, director Anand Snitvong said that aside from the thick black oil slick seen widely in media coverage, his agency has found from satellite photos a less visible film of oil is covering a broader area of about 15 square kilometers near Cozumel. The film is traveling in a northeastward direction towards Koh Platin, Koh Kudi, and Koh Kham, where there are important coral reefs, and it may affect sensitive marine life there. The film reached the estuary of the Klang Canal on Sunday. If it enters coastal farms, it can affect animals because the oil slick may contain hydrocarbons or heavy metals. Mr. Anon warned against the use of tainted seawater in coastal farms and swimming in the water. Satellite photos showed the oil spill drifting northeast, away from Cozumel and towards the mainland. The oily film can decay when exposed to bacteria and sunlight, but it will then turn into non-degradable tar balls in the next few months. Supirapat Jongpanit, deputy governor of Rayong, said the oily film had reached the Rayong mainland. Officials in Rayong are gathering the names of affected people and evidence to prepare for compensation demands. Transport Minister Chatchat Siriput said he would convene a committee on oil-based water pollution tomorrow to revise response measures. The meeting will consider risk areas, oil slick removal equipment, and private participation. It will also recruit more experts, including those in the petroleum, insurance, and energy sectors, he said. Energy Minister Pongsak Ruktapongpaisan said PTTGC will pay compensation to businesses that have been damaged or affected. They would have to register with the Rayong Administration Office. He said some regulations that hinder efficient tackling of petroleum-related accidents might be revamped. Emergency response drills in the event of an oil leak are held every 3 years, and this should increase to once a year. We have to be more careful from now on to prevent another accident, Mr. Pongsak said. According to the Department of Mineral Fuels, as of the end of 2012, there have been 29 oil spills in the Gulf of Thailand, with the total amount of 1,284 liters leaked into the sea. Anon Sirisangtaksin, PTTGC chief executive, said restoration of the affected areas and payments for damage to affected parties will start once the cleanup is complete. If the compensation is more than its insurance coverage of US $50 million, PTTGC will still honor the payment. Regarding damage to the environment, Mr. Anon said third parties are welcome to investigate any damage caused to the environment. These could include environmental experts from universities and the Petroleum Institute of Thailand. Natachat Charunchinda, chief operating officer of the downstream petroleum business at the parent firm PTT PLC, said an oil spill of 50,000 liters on the first day was curbed by booms, while 35,000 liters of slickgon, a dispersant that disperses oil slicks, supplied by Daisic International Company, were used.